This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You just need to basically lay in bed from midnight to 2 a.m. because you want this so bad and this is your moment. Another DM, another DM, another DM, another DM.
When do you know, like when you finally broke through, you got your hit, when do you know when it's time for the next one?
Because I think what a lot of people make a mistake on is they don't squeeze the first hit enough.
I almost did that. I got to 100,000 plays and then I was like, guys, I'm going to fucking hold back and see how long this goes. You know?
Yeah. To me, it's about making sure you pop off on every other platform. Right now, what I'm trying to make sure people that win on TikTok realize is, forget about the, you know, yesterday executive order, 45 days for that to sell. We'll see if it lands in Microsoft where it goes. You know, that those are things we can't control. The things we can control is when that song pops off, you could have sat down and went to 8,000. And I'm not kidding when I say this number, because I lived it in 2011 on Twitter. You know, you could have gone to 8,000 YouTubers and sent them a message on YouTube with the link to Rolling Stones, with the link to the streams, with the link to your TikTok and be like, yo, you know, if there's anything I can ever do for you, I admire your success on this platform. All you need is one of those people to put the song into their vlog and that boom, that start, like to me, it's like keep pushing, right? Like taking all that TikTok energy, right? If you look at, you know, someone like Charlie D'Amelio who kind of rose to the tippy top of TikTok, you know, she was also able to cross pollinate on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram. And so I wanna make sure that you're taking that energy and using it to take that audience and take them on a journey with you in the 4 to 5 other places where you live. And then more importantly, reaching out to other places that can amplify the heat that you got on this one song. Think about a hit song for an artist that was already mainstream. They're playing and squeezing that song for like an 18-month period. You know how sometimes you put on like the Grammys in the background and somebody's like performing a song and you're like, that shit's 2 years old.
So when you're spreading out this content, do you think that it's really important to share content that is for that platform? Or do you think that like—
I think it's distribution. Yes, you need to be content. And I always talk about that. I'm going a different place altogether. I'm saying when you have something hit, you spend all your time trying to amplify that. So like, it's almost like taking that original video that hit and then literally reaching out to all 7,000 websites that are like covering pop culture and hitting the bottom of like news at, you know, buzznews.com. And you're like, yo, you see this? When the hit happens, after 4 years of grinding and bleeding for the hit, ironically, you got to go harder for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
And a lot of people see it and they're like, we made it, right? And it's amazing. And I'm like, no. Now, like, stay in a cocoon of 18 hours a day, like just hitting up literally everybody, literally make every single platform ban you or stop you for an hour to pause because they think you're spamming because all you want to do is make more people aware of it.
Makes sense. Do you think how much of that should be organic and how much should that be promotion, like paid?
I think you're thinking about the audience.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about business development.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Got it, T? I'm talking about you sitting down and your crew and literally emailing the editor of every gossip music, like pop culture. Got it? You want to, I'm talking about literally going to YouTube and literally sending a message to 8,000 vloggers and saying, would you like to use this song in your next video? Let me know. And having 13 of them say yes.
Yeah,
because only 98 of them even open the message, knowing that you're messaging for 12 hours.
Okay.
2007, 2011, I spent 12, 13 hours a day hitting up people to be aware of Wine Library TV, replying to every single tweet. It was all about distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But strategic business development distribution, not organic, I'm gonna post this or I'm gonna run ads. No, I'm gonna try to get other, like you gotta hit up King Batch and be like, you see this?
Yeah. just so that it's there's context. It's not just like a random guy with maybe a song. I have all this like other editorial stuff that's
already. Yeah, I would correct. I would probably have three links: the original TikTok, the Spotify stream or SoundCloud, and the Rolling Stones article. It's, you know, if you write Batch and be like, Batch, I've been following you since Vine. I have a lot of respect for you.
Yeah.
You know, kudos, you're somebody that really did it. You worked hard. Yo, this is me. It's 98% likely he's not gonna see it. What people don't understand is if you do that 10,000 times, the 2% times that 10,000 changes the course of your career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Nobody wants to do the, like where I always win is I like dirt more than after party.
Mm.
Like I get excited when I can sit and just like for 12 straight hours try to get people to know about something.
Yeah.
I like the work. I like the 2 years I spent learning about Pokemon and sports cards when I didn't have time the last 2 years. And now it's popping, but like I don't like it as much as 2 years ago when it was dirt. I like the grind of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, that is the single most important zone to go into when something pops. Second that song popped, when did this happen?
This happened, I posted the song in May 29th. It's called Stuck in the Middle.
Love, we're still in it then, in my opinion. Yeah. Like to me, right now, you just literally hit up every influencer and every media outlet and everybody who's got an audience, whether it's them as an individual, you should hit up morning, you should go to see the top podcasts and be like, yo, do you wanna interview me about how this song popped? Yo, do you wanna, like, you just need to go ask 100,000 times, like literally get your favorite beverage and foods. If you wanna scale it, get your loved ones and your homies and like literally go into PR mode for a month. No new song, no ads, not even, I'm willing to give up content on social, which I always want, just so you biz dev the shit out of the story and the song.
Yeah. Just total, that makes a lot of sense, man.
It's about what can you impact to the amplification of it?
Yeah, I've been focused a lot on the consumer, like probably 100% on the consumer.
I love that. I love that. That's how you got to the hit. But yeah. Now that you have the hit, we need to manifest the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do the 2021 version of what Scooter Braun does for Ariana or Bieber, because they do the song part, but he makes it happen behind the scenes, distribution. We need to do the part that in 1970, if I was your manager, because I paid off every radio host in America, I was like, yo, put this on, got it? Or because I was homies with Dick Clark, got you on Countdown. Or because I was like, did a favor for the Soul Train producer, got you on. It's about exposure. Got it?
Yeah.
It's about this. You're living in the meta right now. Right now. Hundreds of people, right?
Exactly. I just think I need to be on every single fucking podcast and every like live, try to get on Twitch live streams and stuff like that.
And you could get at least 25 to 50 articles on newspapers of this guy's song went viral on TikTok because everybody wants to write about TikTok right now.
Yeah. And the whole story is like the way that I did my TikTok was I basically showed every single part of it. Like I was at, I like filmed myself in the Verizon store, still working in the Verizon store and that, having that song blow up and I'm still there. Like I'm still working. I'm going to work in like 4 hours.
by the way, that is a story in itself.
Yeah.
You know, so like, but get as much distribution as possible.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, and the chat is exploding. So everybody in the chat that's saying, I want to do something with him, his Instagram's right there. So just DM him.
Yeah, guys, check out the song Stuck in the Middle. Music video's coming out on Monday. We filmed that. It's so great.
So if that's coming out Monday, it's a perfect opportunity. Get that link, you need to basically email and direct message and publicly reply with that link 100,000 times. Think about that number.
Ooh,
Because you might be going into it pre this talk at zero.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, I'm going to put it out, we're going to do our thing, and I'm going to go, to your point, consumer, and I'm looking for you to do 100,000 outreach on B2B.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
Yeah. We got a Nylon premiere on it, Nylon magazine premiere on it. So should we share the premiere or should we just try to get everyone to share the video, after the premiere as well?
Is the on the nine line, is the YouTube or Vevo video embedded?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be embedded. I don't know. It's going to be the article, and then the video is going to be right there.
Yeah. So I think that would be fine, and that's a good look. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's yeah.
You gotta grind that URL into the ground.
Every social, everything.
Go to get you or your best friend that knows Twitch. Go to every Twitch.
Yeah.
Player and be like, yo, can you play this while you're streaming? You see where I'm going? It's just attention. Did you ever play video games, Madden or 2K or any of this stuff?
Yeah, man, I played it.
Great, beautiful. So you know how some songs popped off because they were the songs while you were building franchise mode and nobody knew what the fuck that song was prior to it.
Yeah.
It just fucking got it.
Totally clear. Oh man, my team's gonna have a fucking field day after this.
And you need to set the tone for the team. Yeah. You need to be the one sending it out. You're grinding in Verizon, so you've got the grind in you. You just need to basically lay in bed from midnight to 2 a.m. because you want this so bad and this is your moment. Another DM, another DM, another DM, another DM, another reply on Twitter. Literally go to Twitter right now. I'm gonna do it myself. Right now I'm going to Twitter and I'm saying, looking for a new song. People literally tweet things like, I'm just looking for a new song to listen to. Or
anybody? Oh man, that's such a good one right there.
Right? And so like you just reply, be like, yo, like literally, and this is literally what I did. Nobody knew who the fuck I was in 2007. I just went to Twitter and anybody that said the word wine, I replied with value.
Damn, dog, that one is a wild one right there.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, that's great. I've been doing the whole reply to every comment thing.
But this is fishing. You're hosting, but yeah. I want you to go fish.
Oh man, that's a great one. I know what I'm gonna, because there's downtime in the store, so I literally just
back to living the blueprint. Get a job that pays you, that gives you unlimited downtime, so you can work on your hustle. I know.
Works.
You win twice. You get a little paper, right? Because you got to live, but you actually are getting paid to do your grind.
Exactly. I even run the store by myself. Like I'm for the next 5 days in the store.
Good set. All right, I gotta bounce. Love you, bro.
Thanks, see
you. Back in the middle. We went deep there. I like that. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Entertaining by History Fetish. Yo, low-key, you are a comedian as well. Great entertainment. Thanks to History Fetish. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.